You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Green Party candidate for governor Howie Hawkins says Syracuse is poisoning its children, and he has a plan to stop it. Rates of lead poisoning in central New York are among some of the highest in the nation.
40% of Syracuse children have lead levels above the federal standard of 5 micrograms per deciliter in their blood tests. 40% of our children are being impacted by lead, which causes intellectual slow development, problems with motor skills, memory, and leads to behavioral problems.
Hawkins says it's also a statewide problem, with New York City and Rochester now having double the child lead blood levels than Flint, Michigan did in 2014. His first priority would be to strengthen the state's lead testing standard by adopting the lower federal threshold, which is half as high as New York State's.
Secondly, no unit should be rented without lead-safe certification. Renting units where children are going to be poisoned is really just a crime. And what that will do, because it's going to be a big cost to abate this lead, but this will get landlords to invest money as well.
His plan also calls for annually testing drinking water in schools, adopting federal regulations to improve lead reduction, and securing state funds for lead inspections. Hawkins says this is just as big of a health concern as other local issues, like algae blooms in Skaneateles Atlas Lake or opioid addiction.
Children can't defend themselves. You know, if you hear there's an algae bloom, you know you can avoid the water. Opioid addiction is definitely a problem, but lead has been kicked to the back of the line for too long. It's affecting their lives. And these are little kids that they're not responsible for these things yet. So to me, that's got to be a top priority.
Hawkins believes mostly state and federal funds should cover the costs of lead abatement so cities like Syracuse, which are tight on money, can still fix the problem. He has no cost estimate on this project, but he says there's no estimate on the price of a child's health. Hawkins is making a bid to unseat Governor Cuomo, along with Cynthia Nixon, Mark Molinaro, and independent Stephanie Miner. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.